Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Prosper Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGX and on the OTCQX under the symbol PGXFF. I'm chatting with the Vice President of Exploration, Rory Ritchie. Now, Rory, I had you first on the show at the tail end of January to introduce this company, a focus on the Golden Sidewalk Project. This is in Red Lake, Ontario. We discussed some of the historic work that had been done on the project, but quite frankly, what the company is going after here with this drill program focused on what you're calling the Golden Corridor. Now, you did some surface work, some till samples that you and I discussed, these pristine gold grains. Give us a little bit more information on the focus here of this Golden Corridor for this 10,000 meter drill program, please.
Yeah, you bet, Corey. Yeah, thanks for having me on. The Golden Corridor began in the initial stages as an exploration concept based on proximity to a regional scale structure known as an unconformity. Plays important roles in kind of localizing gold mineralization in Red Lake and on this side of the belt. So we had a good idea. There was geophysics that supported the concept. And then we did those tills last year that kind of, really anchored that concept in reality there. The pristine gold grain in till anomaly that is about 3.3 kilometers by 500 or 600 meters. And so what we're, the objective of this program is really to define the source of, with diamond drilling, find the source of these pristine gold grains. We know there's a lot of them. It's a fairly continuous anomaly. So we're quite optimistic. And we did some recently, since we last talked there in January, we did some IP. Those results are really supporting our concept that these resistivity high lineaments in conjunction with the magnetic low lineaments seem to carry through to the east so far. So yeah, we're optimistic. Things are looking good. And yeah, it's time to get down to brass tacks with regard to these tills and try and figure out where they're coming from here.
So it really sounds like you guys have done all the surface work needed, and now it's time to start sticking some holes in here and seeing what is underground. What's that strategy going to be then? How are you going to go attack this Golden Corridor? Because there is no past drilling here. So what's the attack strategy going to be?
Yes, so the corridor itself, as far as prospectivity, let's just say it's 5 or 6 kilometers. Now we have geophysics along about 4 of those kilometers, and we have a till anomaly that is probably sourced from about a 2 kilometer segment of that whole corridor there. So the idea now is we're starting with kind of two priority areas, largely based on the tills. The tills, because it's something that's fairly certain that it's coming from a nearby source, given their pristine nature. That's the highest priority kind of criteria as far as targeting these things. So there's two areas of that overall till anomaly we're focusing on and we're starting on with our exploration efforts. The first is the very head of the anomaly, and by head I mean furthest up ice end of the anomaly, and that happens to be the sample that ran 882. Or didn't run, but it contained 882 gold grains, 100% of which were pristine. So what we've done is we've got 5 holes. We're starting there. Those 5 holes, 4 of those 5 are drilling across that conspicuous swamp that lines up with our lineaments. And another is just drilling south to test the rest of that prospective corridor. And we're going to kind of see what comes of that. And then maybe about a kilometer and a half, just over a kilometer and a half to the west, is another, the highest cluster of really high numbers in that till anomaly, that's within that overall greater anomaly. So kind of, let's just call it target A, target B. 5 holes in each to begin with. The holes will be 300 meter holes, minus 45 degree dips. We know that the gold grains came from the near surface. And really it'll just be a matter of, drilling and looking at the core and stepping out systematically to see what we're looking at. And then as soon as we get into something, well, then we can focus on infill drilling.
Okay. Yeah. First things first, right? Go out there, poke some holes in this generally large target here and see where, I guess, the best looking core is, where the best looking grades are, and then further attack it. What about other targets? Are there any other targets outside of the Golden Corridor that you guys are going to be testing in this program?
The phase one program, given that it's we have 30 to 35 holes and the fact that it's a multi-kilometer scale target, it will be focused on the Golden Corridor. That said, we are doing some till sampling, ranging anywhere from relatively close-spaced infill till grids to regional kind of looser-spaced till grids. So we will have two crews sampling tills that will generate further targets. One of these areas is quite a compelling target where there is a number of superficial gold showings, two of which have not been drilled, and we took some samples there last year, ranging anywhere from 8 to 18 grams per ton gold. But what we really want to do before we start drilling there was talk of drilling in this phase one, but we really need to pare down the area and know best where to focus our efforts, because gold, you want to kind of prioritize your targets before you start drilling, because otherwise it's easy to get caught in that game of just drilling away on what is could be a small vein when you're 500 meters away from a bigger system. So the tills will be generating more targets. There'll be some prospecting concurrent with that, really. But the phase one diamond drilling at this point is focused at the Golden Corridor. These orogenic gold systems can be elusive, so you really got to give it a fair shake and drill a fair number of holes to A, intercept appreciable gold mineralization, and B, to start defining controls, geometries, things like that.
Fair enough. But one thing that we keep on touching on here, you keep mentioning, is that this is just phase one, right? The company has money in the bank, fully funded for this 10,000 meters, and you, it sounds like, are then going to roll phase one into a phase two drill program in short order. Where does the company stand in terms of cash and the budget for this initial 10,000 meters?
The company currently has $7 million in the treasury, and that's after kind of getting the program up and running. So we're in pretty good shape financially. The budget will be about $2.25 million for this first program, and that includes all the reconnaissance till sampling and the infill till sampling we're doing in and around the Golden Corridor and at some of these other regional targets, because it is a big land position at 160 square kilometers. So we're in good shape financially. And yes, our intent is to roll this into a phase two program, which will hopefully include definition. Well, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself with definition drilling, but let's just call it tighter drilling in and around the Golden Corridor and testing some of these other targets that hopefully are tightened up with the till sampling and the prospecting.
So Rory, I think a lot of people know the goal or know Red Lake very well in terms of some of the other projects and some of the other companies that have drawn a lot of investors' attention. Are there any other projects that you're looking at here and using as maybe a barometer or a bit of a guide in terms of what could be possible at the Golden Sidewalk project?
Yeah, there's a couple. You could say we haven't, there's been no drilling here, so it's hard to get too far ahead of ourselves. But I do think, and this is probably sounds a bit overly optimistic, but really the Red Lake Gold Mine. The Red Lake Gold Mine is parallel, it's in these faults. It's host essentially bound by two faults that run parallel to that regional unconformity in Red Lake. Locally there. So it's about the same kind of, it's analogous in that situation. We're looking for the second and third order faults that parallel and they're just off of that regional unconformity. And the geology is similar as well. Mafic volcanics interbedded with ultramafics. That's what you see at the Red Lake Gold Mine. So the Red Lake Gold Mine, which is now operated by Evolution Mining, and really is what gave Goldcorp, took Goldcorp from a junior to a major gold producer there. It's spectacular in the sense that A, it's large, over 21 million ounces past production and reserves. And the average grade of those ounces, I believe is, I should know off the top of my head, but it's in between 25 and 30 grams. So it's a high grade, large deposit, exactly what, majors are looking to buy. And the geology and the whole exploration concept, It really is kind of taken from that. One other kind of deposit model, I guess you could say, that we're we're comparing with, and it's not to say that we have anything close, you know, we haven't started drilling yet, let's make that clear, but what Great Bear is seeing at the LP zone, where you have this flexure in what is either a major crustal scale feature or an unconformity, and it has that west-northwest orientation, and it has the resistivity high signature that we seem to see. And it has some magnetite destructive features. So we're also, you know, there's a lot of information readily available on their websites and in their presentations, and there's some similarities there too. So I know those are two kind of exceptional deposits that, you know, obviously, you know, you're it's a bit bold to use those as comparisons, but, you know, I would say at the same time, if you're not going big, there's no point exploring, because if you want to find a gold deposit you can sell down the road, it has to be truly exceptional, not just a small amount of mineralization.
Hey, absolutely, Rory. That's what we're focused on too, and that's what investors want to see in juniors, especially juniors that are holding projects like yours that are in a good jurisdiction and just need some drilling here to show what is underground, and then hopefully go on to delineate a discovery. But we'll follow up as some more news on the drill program comes out. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Rory, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Rory, keep us up to date on future news. We will chat again soon.
You bet, Corey. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.